This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Authorities in China are easing some COVID rules after protests there. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Chinese authorities eased antivirus rules in some areas, but are reaffirming their zero COVID strategy after crowds in multiple cities held demonstrations demanding the resignation of China's president Xi Jinping. A deadly apartment fire last week raised questions about overzealous virus controls, and the city of Beijing announced it would no longer set up gates to block access to apartment compounds where infections are found. Police used pepper spray against protesters in Shanghai and struggled to suppress demonstrations in other cities. The protests are the most widespread display of opposition to the ruling Communist Party in decades. Some protesters called for the party to step down and held up blank pieces of paper to signify resistance against state censorship. The ruling party newspaper, People's Daily, defended zero COVID, saying it has withstood the test of practice. I'm Jennifer King.
Amid the intensified Russian bombardments, a harsh winter, and no electricity, water, or heating, the Ukrainian government, along with various volunteer organizations, evacuated some elderly from the southern city of Kherson on Sunday. VOA's Diane Roberts reports.
The Ukrainian government, along with various volunteer organizations, evacuated some elderly from Kherson Sunday. This happened amid a harsh winter and no electricity, water, or heating. Russian forces struck eastern and southern Ukraine early Sunday as utility crews scrambled to restore power, water, and heating with the onset of snow and frigid temperatures. Analysts predicted that wintry weather, frozen terrain, and grueling fighting conditions could have an increasing impact on the conflict that has raged since Russian forces invaded Ukraine more than 9 months ago. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. NATO is returning to the scene of one of its most controversial decisions to repeat a vow that Ukraine will join the military alliance one day. On Tuesday, NATO foreign ministers are gathering for 2 days at the Palace of the Parliament in the Romanian capital, Bucharest. There, in April 2008, U.S. President George W. Bush persuaded his allies to open NATO's doors to Ukraine and Georgia. The move deeply angered Russia. This time, NATO will make fresh pledges of non-lethal support to Ukraine to help its troops get through the winter. Individual allies will probably donate more military equipment to fend off Russian forces. The ministers will also look to Ukraine's long-term future. When U.S. President Joe Biden speaks out about the scourge of gun violence, his go-to answer is to zero in on so-called assault weapons. America has heard it many times, including this week after shootings in Colorado and Virginia states, that Biden wants to sign into law a ban on high-powered guns that have the capacity to kill many people very quickly. Such a move is still far off in a closely divided Congress. In an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, Democratic Colorado Governor Jared Polis says the nation needs to address gun violence on many different levels and standardize gun laws.
We have universal background checks in Colorado. Some of our neighboring states don't even have background checks. So somebody's a convicted felon in Colorado, unable to legally purchase a gun, can drive an hour or two, buy a weapon, buy five weapons at an open-air gun show and return to our state. So yes, it should be looked at federally, but that doesn't mean to the exclusion of mental health issues, of looking at the rhetoric that's used.
But in an interview also on NBC's Meet the Press, Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comey says it does not make sense to try to pass an assault weapons ban in the wake of recent shootings, and he explains why.
We already have many gun laws on the books. If passing a bill would simply end gun violence, then I think you would have overwhelming support in Congress for that. That's like saying Congress could pass a bill to reduce inflation. That didn't reduce inflation.
Allies of Ethiopia's federal military have been looting property and carrying out mass detentions in Tigray. That is according to eyewitnesses and aid workers. The accounts raise fresh concern about alleged atrocities more than 3 weeks after the warring parties signed a truce that diplomats and others hope would bring an end to suffering in the embattled region that's home to more than 5 million people. Tigray is still largely cut off from the rest of Ethiopia, although aid deliveries into the region resumed after November 2nd. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.